Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
So here's what I know. You're listening to this podcast waiting patiently for us to shut the fuck up, get out of the way, and let people insult each other. And for that, I thank you. I figured if you're listening to the Roast Battle podcast on the Comedy Central Podcast Network, then you've probably seen Jeff Ross present a roast battle on the Comedy Central TV network. And if you've seen that, you will probably enjoy other comedic program the network has to offer. Comedy Central has a very unique dark workplace comedy called Corporate. Currently, it's in its second season. You can watch new episodes of Corporate every Tuesday night at 10:30 p.m. on Comedy Central. Now I can see you right now already rolling your eyes and blowing out the side of your fucking mouth because you're used to people creating incredible content and giving it away for absolutely free. You're probably borrowing someone's Netflix login right now. You're spoiled. Well, the good folks at Comedy Central are aware that you're spoiled. So the season 2 premiere episode is available on cc.com right now as we speak. Nobody actually goes to websites anymore. Everyone just Googles. So for my Googlers, type Corporate on Comedy Central and click on one of the first search results, and it'll take you to Corporate's official website where you can watch the entire season 2 premiere for free. No excuses for not giving this show a solid effort. The critics like it. Anybody who has a job and thinks their boss is an idiot loves it. It's one of those rare, well-shot cult classics, and this week we're sitting down with one of its creators and stars, Mr. Jake Weissman.
So I'm talking to Mike Lawrence the other day, and he was talking about Bill Cosby. He's like, you know, Bill would roofie women, and they wouldn't know what happened to him. He's like, even his terror is clean.
Hey,
welcome to the Roast Battle. This is your host, Brian Moses. The voice you're about to hear is Coach T, Grammy-nominated producer Coach T. Morning,
thank
Coach.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Hey, thank you, Coach. The next voice you're going to hear is the infamous Pat Barker.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yeah. And we got a TV star in our hand.
Superstar, actually.
From the critically acclaimed television show, a personal favorite of ours here at the Roast Battle, Jake Weissman, creator, star, writer, executive producer of Corporate on Comedy Central, which airs every Tuesday for how many months now? 18?
Yeah, every fucking month till I die, I just got to make this show. 10:30 p.m. Tuesdays, Comedy Central. I like when you said critically acclaimed.
Yeah, I caught that.
Oh, critically acclaimed.
Yeah, it makes you come, yeah.
I'm a misogynist now.
No, it's good.
Is it clitically?
That's female pleasure is good.
Oh!
Yeah, if the clits are into it, then it's like women like it. It's the opposite of misogyny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How you feel about this show, man? I like it.
I like it too. I think it's good because
Coach with the hard hitting questions right off.
Hot take, Coach.
Why do you like it?
There we go.
I'm so glad you said that. I like it because I like when. Okay, here's what I don't like. How about this? This is not what I don't like. This is what I think is an edge to creating content. When you take serious actors and you put them in comedic roles, when we have a relationship with those serious actors, it makes it way more funny.
100%.
Yeah, and so you got my man from The Wire there.
Lance Reddick.
Oh, that's my nigga, bro. So for a black person, Jake's you throw too. Anybody from The Wire in it that we just can't help but like it.
I mean, I love The Wire. He actually just texted me his back is fucked up. So
no.
Yeah, I'm texting with Lance Reddick, so my life is pretty good. Yeah, I mean.
Did Omar get him?
But that's the, but that's the whole thing. I feel like that's the whole, like Airplane, which is such a funny movie.
Yeah.
It's just, Leslie Nielsen, you forget, was a dramatic actor. He had never done comedy, and then
he was
put in Airplane. Airplane, if you watch it, is a drama with jokes. It's like a straight up drama, but it has the silliest fucking jokes ever.
Yeah.
So to me, that's how to make comedy on TV. Like that's like you just play it really intense. You set up all this lighting and spend all this money to make it look like a drama. And then the joke really is that all you're doing is talking about your dick. Like that's the joke. The joke is that you did all of this just to say something stupid. Like that's why it's funny.
Right.
I think it's brilliant.
Was that a hard sell, by the way? Because it's not. I don't think it's a typical Comedy Central show in terms like stylistically. Was that like when you went into those pitch meetings? Was there some pushback immediately?
You know, not really because it's about how working at a corporation is a nightmare, and they all work at a corporation, and their lives are nightmares. So they were like, yeah, this is real. So yeah, please, like, I mean, at first, I think they were just buying a script, which they buy a lot of scripts because, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So that wasn't that crazy, because we've been doing stand-up and sketch for a while, so they gave us a chance. And then I think when we made it, you know, I don't think they understood exactly what we wanted to do with it and make it look like a drama. I think they just thought it would be like another Workaholics, because that was a show set right. in the office with white guys.
Yeah.
So we were like, we just chose all these people that made it look real different. And when they saw it, I think they're like, this really isn't what we do, but I think we like it enough where we have to do it, because it'll probably go somewhere else if we don't do it. Like, that's what they said. They're like, if we don't pick this up, someone else will, and we'll look like idiots. That's
oh,
what they
that's
said.
Such a, so that's I, such a high
not,
school girl thing.
But yeah, but I'm not sure at first if they were like, really like, yeah, this is our brand.
All right, Jake, we love corporate, but we got to take a break right now and kick it to Pat to get in some battles. Who you got, Pat?
Okay, so this one happened pretty recently, within the last month or so. This is Omid Singh. One of our favorites, all-time great battler, in his final battle before he moves overseas.
Oh, he's going to the UK.
Yeah.
Why is he going to the UK?
90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah, for a girl.
No way.
Yeah, man.
The show 90 Day Fiancé, or he's doing the theme?
He's not on the show.
He's going
I'm
for
saying,
a girl.
But it's like that, I'm saying. Yeah, he's
He met somebody he likes.
And the community's better over there for getting paid and stuff like that. And he's
for
over,
sure.
He's over there a lot.
And he's done Edinburgh a few mm-hmm. times, and like evidently done very, very well over there.
Oh, yeah. That's our guy.
So, yeah, he's going over. And he's also a roast battle legend. This was him going for his 20th win, which nobody has ever done before.
No. Did he get it?
I'm not going to spoil it.
There okay. you go.
It's this is him versus Sarah Keller, who's one of our favorites here also.
All right, this is literally Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
So hold on. So you got Omid is he's an Arabic, but he looks like an intelligent Arabic guy.
He's half Indian.
That's problematic.
He's half Indian and half, I believe, Iranian.
Yeah. We know some terrorists strap the bomb and some build the bomb. I feel like he's a bomb builder.
Okay, I like that.
You know what
okay.
I mean?
All right, bomb builder.
It's a compliment.
Bomb the builder.
Yeah, so he's Arabic. I guess medium handsome on the handsome scale, I guess say medium. What do people joke about with him when they just him being brown?
Yeah.
All right, always a brown
guy. I mean,
guy.
That's most of it.
So, yeah. So when you hear these jokes, they're being told to a brown guy.
Yeah, and this happened the week before Christmas. I only mention that because it is a little bit of a theme at the beginning of the battle.
Yes. Now I remember Sarah Keller came out and she
Keller
tried.
Is blonde, blue-eyed, cheerleading type from the Midwest.
There we go.
Yeah.
She can be seen on season 2, 4, 3 as a cheerleader, right?
Yes, yeah, she's in the Blake Griffin battle.
One of Blake Griffin's cheerleaders in season 3.
Yeah.
Blue eyes. Who's the girl who was murdered by a family, allegedly?
JonBenet Ramsey?
There you go.
JonBenet Ramsey. Not Natalie Holloway? Or...
Yeah, no, JonBenet, all grown up.
Absolutely.
Battle. Last battle of the night.
Right.
Come on, belly room. Come on, Coach T. Fire it
it's
up
the
for
livest,
a second.
The livest audience in the world. This
Chris knows what
is
it's
the
about.
Livest audience in the world. And this podcast drops every Thursday. I got you, Coach. All right. Last battle of the night. Who's ready for this? Who's ready for this? Who's ready for this? This is a big one.
I am.
This is a big one. This is a really big one.
Yeah.
Now, this lady, if there's another fucking season of Rose Battle, this is my first pick for it.
Wow.
I love
what
this
was
person.
What was that
right?
If? Who's
I don't know if we're going to get it. I'm sorry. You're right. Sorry. You're right. We're the SNL of Comedy Central. We'll just keep coming back even if we're shitty. I'm sorry.
It's true.
Okay, we're way worse than that, by the way. SNL's actually great. I'm kidding. We're fun. You're here. This lady coming to the stage, I love her so much. Please make it loud for Minnesota's own Miss Sarah Keller. You're battling Omid Singh on his farewell.
Yeah.
This is it. Why are you battling Omid?
Because he's amazing and he terrifies me, and not just because I'm getting on a plane in 4 hours.
Everybody, he's going for his 20th win, which is the most wins in roast battle history. And this is his last battle in the U.S., hopefully forever. I love this guy so much. He's been here since like day 3. Make a laugh for Omid Singh, everybody. I'm gonna miss you.
Is
What do you mean, last battle in the U.S.?
He's moving to London.
Great. That's awesome.
Is that great?
I personally saw Omid kill in London, so yeah. That's going to be a good fit.
Thanks. Thanks to you, Jeff. Actually, yeah, you put me up.
That was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, baby.
So now what prompted the move? What prompted the move?
Just felt like it.
I love it.
Good. We won't say it.
Did I miss something?
Yeah, we lost the moment. It was good. The Sarah's killing over here. Go ahead. Anyway, why are you battling her?
She's from Minnesota. She's got a nice set of twins. I thought it'd be nice.
Quick and easy. That's why he's the best. You don't even know you're dying until he's there. All right. It's one round. It's five jokes. Who's going first?
Ladies first.
Ladies first. This is the last battle here in the States. She's going to keep battling. Are we ready for this? Last battle of the night. Battle. Come on. Let's roll.
I actually wanted to start by reading a Christmas poem. 'Twas the week before Christmas, and all through the store, not a creature was stirring, except for this boar. The judges were seated in VIP with their weed, In hopes that I'd beat him with relative speed. The wave is nestled all snug in their booth, with visions of white women most uncouth. And Moses is ready, and I in my place, to begin this roast that'll leave Omid in disgrace. From the audience will arise such a clatter, for this, my friends, is a laughing matter. Away to England this boob is fleeing, after this battle in his pants peeing. Court McCowan is here looking like a sexy Saint Nick, ready to watch me beat this human armpit. He'll call me white trash and a Christmas whore, but he'll never see his name adorn this store. He'll get on his carpet and fly away in disgrace. Because I've metaphorically taken a shit on his face. But as he leaves, we'll hear him yell, Merry Christmas to A-la-la-la-la-la-la-la! And to all a good night.
To all a good fight.
All right.
Yo, that was a prologue, my nigga. That
shit was Sarah and I have never had sex, but then again, I'm not a horse.
Yeah. That's funny because, honestly, I think Omid would be the only guy that can find the clit because he keeps a jar of the ones he's cut off. Fuck, that would have been... Damn it!
You should have read that one, too. Sarah's mom is an air traffic controller, so it must be hard to watch her daughter's career never take off. Karma.
That was a solid plane, bro. Solid plane, bro.
Well done. Since we're talking about moms, Omid's mom is a yoga teacher and a chant leader. Her favorite chant is, "Oh my God, my son is such a disappointment." Thanks, Jamar.
Sarah was a Disney cast member for 9 months as Ariel. Now when she does stand-up, we all have to watch her flounder.
Omid speaks Farsi, is far-sighted, and far from funny. Yeah, no, I know.
Sarah's Irish Catholic. She's fucked the father, the son, and the first cousin.
You gotta learn somehow. Omid is uncircumcised, which makes sense, because his people always cover the head with a hood.
Sarah was molested and proposed to by a man when she was 14. Talk about peaking.
Audience. Wow. That battle had everything. Fire Squad, who are we liking this one?
Well, it was like Santa's little helper versus Al Qaeda's little helper. We are going to miss you, dude. You're such a great battler. That last joke really was like what a way to go out strong. Sarah, nice try with the poem. Maybe about 20 lines too long. But
I took a fucking chance.
Yeah, but the outfit worked. So if you want to read some stuff later to me, we can work that out.
That's right, Hollywood. It doesn't stop. No. It doesn't stop.
No.
That's right. That's Court. That's Court Weinstein right there. Yeah, goddamn it. Tell him, Court.
But it was. Clearly, solid. You're awesome. I'm sure in London, you'll make lots of bombs, and it'll be good over there. But it was great. A great final battle. I definitely give it to Omid. But nice try.
Drama.
Yeah, I'm definitely Omid. He didn't miss. He really didn't miss one.
Damn right. All right.
That was an incredible battle, Omid, or as I call him, Dave Attell Aviv.
Miss.
Oh shit.
Tips, fellas.
And that was great. You know, it's a tough battle. That's he's going up against Bombinay Ramsey over here. So,
Jesus! Tony!
Stay seated, these fucks.
The Wave hates me for some reason. What's amazing about that from a technical standpoint, though, is Omid clearly had that round one already, and he threw a round three haymaker there at the end just for us.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. This is fucking crazy so far. But great battle.
I like the white woman. Do you?
We know.
Do you wave? You like the white woman wave?
Yeah. I gotta give it to Omid, because even though I like your outfit, Omid did that peaking joke, and let me tell you, I know a little something about peaking. I shit on myself for the holidays.
Yeah.
Still, Malibu's Most Wanted coming January 2022.
Hell yeah, nigga, I'ma watch all of that shit. Yeah. I gotta see what that character has to say.
No, she's one. Yeah. Just one round five. Wow. Go ahead, Chris.
Yo, I honestly can't wait for Mrs. Claus' mixtape to drop, nigga. I'm going to buy that shit. I like the poem, nigga. It made me feel warm. I laughed twice, but it made me feel warm, dog. Oh, man, you killed this shit, dog. You look like the IT guy that comes over to fix your computer, but he don't knock. He just be like, yo, I'm here, though. What's up? That's just a hood joke for niggas who struggle, but... yo, you got my vote, B. I'm gonna eat this weed.
Chris has so much money, god damn it. All right, go ahead.
I got no money.
let's get young Elton John to take a bow in the
pocket rocket man, come on, baby.
Sarah, I love the poem. Yeah, I love when people do theatrical different things and make it unique and fun and Christmassy, and the dress is awesome and you're really funny. But Omid, I don't know, you can't beat a guy that's about to like leave forever. Like, when you have nothing to lose, someone's gonna walk in here and kill, and Omid really killed it tonight. I don't even mean, I just mean you had confidence. You killed in first gear tonight, Omid. You're just barely lifted a finger, and every joke worked. And
a lot of jokes happened, right?
It was really funny.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Weird.
Is this when you guys fucking... All right. Is that the detonation fucking cue? What was that? Muslim. All right.
They're dressed like they're here for a holiday play where they run their reindeer and sleigh into the World Trade Center in the end.
Well, right. One looks like she's in the play, and he looks like he's just picking up lights in the back, nigga. It's all black, nigga. That's how they dress.
Ladies and gentlemen, his 20th win. We're going to miss him. Omi Singh! Hug each other.
One of the things I was wondering is, did this show come out the way that you wanted it to come out?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's the best thing about it. I mean, listen, I can joke about all the parents stuff. I'm super lucky you get to make two seasons of a show. I mean, you know what it's like. It's like, holy shit, yeah. What? I can't believe this fucking happened.
But then you get high maintenance. You're like, where the fuck? Well, you either answer my trailer.
But that's what humans are like. Right. It's just you have to set low expectations. The second you get high expectations and they're not hit, you want to kill yourself. Like, that's why parents shouldn't be telling kids that life is good. You know what I mean? You should tell them it's bad, and if it's good, they're like really happy, I think. But no, that's part of the thing. Is we were like, we got to make exactly what we wanted for the most part. We get to shoot it how we wanted, so it looks good. We got to be really fucking crazy. I mean, really fucking crazy, and do some psychotic things, and that's all you want. And then you hope just people see it, and the people who like it will let you get the next thing. Because even if tons of people don't see it, if the right people see it, as Brian was saying, then hopefully... Because you want to create the thing so people like the thing. But then if you do have a career at it, you're creating the thing so you can make the next thing. That's how your brain works. You can't think. You can't just be happy you made the thing.
Dude. Yeah, yeah.
Because also... make the thing, like, our show comes out almost 6 months to a year after we finished it. So it's like, we're done with that. We're different people. 2 years after you wrote it. Like, we wrote it a while ago. I'm different now. So
I've never seen you so happy.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy right now. It's weird.
So weird.
It actually is. Well, 2 months ago, I was like, I'm going to hang myself for sure. But now I'm good. Like, so it's like, you know, I'm just fucking
through,
crazy.
Yeah, you
just
go through it. Ebbs and flows.
Yeah, I'm good.
I gotta say this. Your show is not for stupid people. It requires an element of intelligence.
Okay.
I'm assuming you're aware of that.
Well,
coach is low key calling himself intelligent. That's
no,
what's
well, like,
right now.
I like slow burn. Like, you know, the fastball is great, but if you can throw a great changeup, I think that's almost a better skill.
Mm-hmm.
And I just know, like, if you're infatuated with, you know, maybe a Tosh.0, if you're infatuated with getting things quick and the setup being slow and not having the references, you might struggle with this show. But if you are, I don't want to say more intelligent because that sounds shitty, but if you are connected to that and the themes that you guys touch on, I think it's brilliant.
Should we throw to a battle real quick? I got a couple here.
Who you got?
This is a throwback battle. This features one of our favorite battlers from back in the day who moved to New York and now is a writer for Impractical Jokers, Kim Congdon.
Oh, Queen Congdon.
Oh, yeah. Lewis is boofing.
Yeah.
Lewis J. Gomez's significant other. Going up against our favorite heroin addict, ex-heroin addict, Dan Nolan.
Oh, that's a good one. That's an old school one.
This is an old school battle. We haven't played it on the podcast yet.
Really?
Great, great fight.
Okay, yeah.
I'm glad you got Dan Nolan in there because I think he's going to play a role in what we do moving forward in the podcast and with these, you know, main event things. Let's stick with Kim. So just make sure you know. So Kim is Puerto Rican.
Mm-hmm.
She got long straight hair.
Mm-hmm.
She's a woman, so she'll probably be called a slut all the time. She's, you know, relatively attractive, and she used to be around L.A. Right?
Yeah. She was a Kill Tony girl. If any of the listeners know what that means, regular on Kill Tony. She writes for Impractical Jokers now, but she ran up through the ranks of Roast Battle. Was on season 2 and 3.
So if I get this correct, because I feel like Lewis shined on this, she literally went from putting her name in a bucket to actually having a relative comedy career.
Yeah.
All right, man. Way to go, man.
The system works, everybody. Just trust the process.
There you go. Kim Condon is a result of that. And we got Dan Nolan.
Yeah.
Tall, got a little bit of a beer belly, but I don't think he drinks, right?
What was your Vietnam joke about him, Pat?
It wasn't mine. I wish I could take credit, but Connor McSpadden said, Dan looks like the world's youngest Vietnam vet, which is so true.
That's Dan Nolan.
The dude's in his 20s, and he looks like...
He's in his 20s?
I think so. Like maybe crazy. Like late 20s, early 30s.
I just don't think he put effort into his appearance. I think he moved a little different after the shower. A couple more products, he wouldn't look like that. But he definitely does look a little worn.
Well, he came out of jail, and he looks like a guy who just came out of jail. Like he wears all the bowling shirts and stuff like that, and like swap meet, like gas station attendant clothes.
But what I'm saying is, he looks like that because he chooses to. I'm assuming that if he had a makeover, he'd be looking kind of nice.
He's actually, when he first started coming around, he always wore ripped jeans, and he had the big prison glasses, like the wide-eyed ones.
The mailman shirt. Yeah.
And then I went to battle him, and he showed up, and he had a haircut, and he had like nicer glasses, and I was like, you motherfucker, how dare you
improve yourself
right before our battle.
Didn't Omid do that with you, too? Omid did that, too? Like, cut his hair or something cut his beard?
Yeah. And it's like, I don't lose weight before my battles. You're welcome.
Well, that's on you, baby.
I'm helping the art form. Too many good jokes out there.
See people got to switch it up on Pat. It's hard to go up with Pat straight. You gotta do some shit. So I like Dan Nolan, man. You're gonna hear a lot of Dan Nolan, so hopefully you guys understand why he's so dope in this battle.
Did it. This is your main event. It's 5 jokes. It's 1 round. I'm excited. First lady I'm bringing to the stage. She was on Rose Battle Season 2 in the Atlanta Regional, and she won. Make love for Kimberly Congdon. So you were on Facebook calling dudes out, and Dan Nolan said, I want a piece. And you said, well, why'd you accept Dan Nolan's challenge?
Well, I'm from Florida, so I'm used to being around white trash.
Well, let's meet Dude. He's our favorite ex-heroin addict. We love him so much here. AA's finest, Dan Nolan. Daniel, why'd you say, all right, I'll battle you, Kim?
I mean, look at her. I'm just excited for the big hug at the end.
Saudi? Who do you like?
It looks like the housekeeper's finally going after the maintenance man. I'm excited to see it. Let's see
what's... This feels like an indie movie about recovery. Like, falling in love is the last step.
Dan, I like that you look like Dale and Bill from King of the Hill were one person.
God damn it, Joseph. All right, this is, you guys take a sabbatical. It's all about these guys. They're going to vote. So it's 1 round. It's 5 jokes. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
It's a gentleman. Dan Nolan, Kim Congdon, last battle of the night. Are we ready? Yeah. You're a good crowd. Let's roll.
Kim's dating an NFL player right now, and they actually have a lot in common because he's had a bunch of concussions, and she's just a dumb bitch.
Get him, Kim.
Dan gained 100 pounds after he stopped doing heroin. Now he has hepatitis C cups.
Kim just voiced a cartoon on MTV. It was the first time she's ever been drawn to something other than black guys with money.
Coach T. Dan had a black girlfriend when he was on drugs. They spent their date nights picking Oxycontin.
Kim is a terrible comic. The only time she's had people slapping their knees, it was against the back of her thighs because she's a gigantic whore.
I guess the only difference between us is I suck on dick and you suck on stage. Dan looks like he knows where JonBenet Ramsey is.
Kim's got a really beautiful smile. She's only ever had one cavity filled, but it was her anus by a bunch of basketball players.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey Dahmer.
You're welcome, cunt.
school is because it doesn't fit in his veins.
Kim's football player boyfriend has had so many concussions, he keeps forgetting to beat the shit out of her.
That was really good, Thing of the Hill. Dan is a disgusting hillbilly. He looks like he dips his fingers in children.
Bad, oh, wow, oh my God, well done. Well, I want to see another joke, but that's just me. I gotta go to the firing squad to see what you guys want to do.
Definitely the best battle of the night. I don't know.
It's a great battle. This deserves another joke.
Super close, but they might have left it all in round one. I don't know if they have another joke, Moses. I don't know. They get. Great, great.
Do you guys have another joke?
I have a few. I mean, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, they have like a joke left.
Joe, you want to weigh in on this?
First of all, I do wish Dan were Jeffrey Dahmer, because that means a gay person would have had a good performance tonight. Dan, I've just started listening to your comedy. I'm a big, big fan of you. You look like a Jigglypuff stepdad. I think
a lot of Pokemon references tonight.
I don't know. If it's up to me, I think by a hair, I'm going to give it to Kim.
Mm. There it is. One for Kim.
I mean, I want to know where John Benet is, because she's probably got nice tits.
Classic Earl. And present Earl.
I mean, this was a great battle, great jokes, and awesome rebuttals. I want to see one more.
Okay. So one for Kim, one for another joke.
I mean, yeah, they both like look really young for divorcees. this is my thing about this. I feel like Kim's jokes could have been written by a good amount of different types of people. They were really clever, but I felt like Dan's best stuff could have only been written by Dan. And I loved how like personal and unique and the fucking risk you took.
What if you actually wrote her own jokes?
No, I think you did. They were more based on simple wordplay, and I really liked the fucking weird turns that he went with his. So I would go with Dan.
I think Mike might be trying to say that you liked his style tonight a little bit.
Yeah, this the weird misdirection and just the weird fucking...
No, this
fucking,
was a great battle.
He was clever enough.
This could go either way.
I do think it was the best performance I've seen Dan have, but I think it was the best jokes that I've seen Kim do, and I've seen you do this so many times. The fucking JonBenet joke and a couple other jokes. It was a really, really great battle. I think Kim edged him out, in my opinion. And I thought it was Dan's best battle. So if you guys both volunteer in one more joke, you can do it. It seems like that's what the judges want.
Technically, not all the judges voted. So we kind of have to do one more, right? Let's get after it. You went first, right? Kim, you're up. You ready?
Okay.
Last joke of the night. Are we ready? Last battle!
Dan looks like he started to go to NA because he heard there were chips.
Look, I'm not gonna lie. I would totally have sex with Kim because I may have quit shooting heroin, but I refuse to stop exposing myself to hepatitis.
And that is your last joke of the night. Judges, who do we like?
Dude, I hate to do this. I still can't decide.
Really?
I mean, if you're putting a gun to my head, I'll give Dan the very slightest of edges.
Okay.
But I would like to see another one if they have it.
Fuck. Roastmaster, who do you like? Who do you guys like?
I mean, I think that the quality from both of them in this is so astounding that if they've got more, we should get more.
I think they both have one more joke. Like, literally, they have just one joke left. All right, Dan, you're back up. You ready? Lash, this is it. Let's roast.
Kim's taking so much black dick, her pussy gets accused of cultural appropriation.
Dan looks like his dog is the one who taught him about his peanut allergy.
Now guns to your guy's head. Who do you want for this?
That last one, he went to the black guy thing too much, and that last one was really fucking unique, so I'd say Kim.
Yeah.
All right. Kim's up one. Joe Dosh, who do you like?
Well, Dan, I do have to salute your unparalleled wit in thinking to call her a cunt, but I think we got it. This was really, really fun, you guys. I really got to say I really enjoyed watching you guys. But for me, still, by a cunt hair, Kim.
Yes, by her own hair, Kim. She's up to. Earl, who you like?
I mean, this was so close again. I thought Dan's joke was smarter, but Kim's got a little bit bigger of a reaction, so I got to give it to Kim.
All right. Roastmaster and the right. Champs.
Well,
do you guys
like? Well, that makes it easy. Definitely a phenomenal battle. Give it up one last time for both of them. Both did great. And Dan, like, you're more confident than you've ever been. You're fucking used to kind of, like, hold back and sort of sink into the wall. But now when you do your jokes, you come up. You fucking kill tonight. Yeah. Kim got you by a little bit, but... You're both getting better and better and better. Congratulations.
Dan, you look so much more comfortable in your skin because you have so much more of it now.
Congratulations, Kim.
You're winning tonight. Kimberly Congdon! Double overtime. Hug each other. This is a great fight. Thank you, Saudi Prince. Thank you, Coach T. Thank you, All Nigga Wave. Thank you, Mike Lawrence, Joe Dosh, Earl Skankel, Coach T.
Yeah, we kind of talked about this before you guys got here, but your history as a stand-up, you are very much a guy who doesn't give a fuck about pleasing everybody in the audience.
No.
Like, you do your style of comedy, and if you like it, great. If you don't, that's your problem.
Do you start out like that? Were you always like, I'm sorry, Peg.
I was just going to ask, is it weird to, now that you have a show that's dependent to a degree upon ratings, is it weird to have to give a fuck about what people think?
Yes, I think so, but luckily... I mean, luckily or unluckily, and I think you guys are kind of like this as well, is like I don't have the kind of brain that can please people beyond just who already agrees with me. Like, I'm not a good enough comedian to make people who don't like me. Like, I'm just kind of crazy. And so I have, like, a specific point of view, and I feel like I can hit that pretty well. And the reason why I don't care about other people who don't like it is because I literally can't do it. Like, I don't know how to talk about bubblegum. Like, bubblegum's crazy. You know, I don't know how to fucking do that. I can be like, here's my psychotic point of view. I wish I could. I wish I almost could be a more general comedian who could, like, please gazillions of people with my ridiculous, like, broad observations. But I don't have that kind of brain. And so I feel like I'm either very lucky to have a specific point of view that'll get me a niche audience, or I'm unlucky in that I'm a psychopath who can only think like this, you know? But I think it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing, and you just have to hope that your specific, I hate this word, but brand of shit will eventually attract the right people and they'll follow you. I mean, that's all you can really do, I think. Some people can, like, please everyone, and they're so, it's like, how do you do that? But I don't think like that. I feel like I look at things cynically. And I think everyone's lying, and I like that's what I want to talk about. But I don't. I just wish that I could talk about generalship. But it's like
a very pragmatic view of like the world and everything like that. And you look at a show like The Office, and it's like, oh, they work in an office, but everybody is kind of like having an okay time.
Yeah,
nobody's really miserable. Jake captures people being miserable really well. Yeah.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's also just if you
I
go
wonder
to,
why
if you go to a any green room in comedy. That's the other thing. It's like. We have great jobs or when we were coming up, like, and had day jobs, whatever. But, like, you talk to comedians and, like, everyone, like, sometimes green rooms are funny, but a lot of times it's like, what's wrong? Like, it's just like, oh, what's fucked up about your life? What hurts? You know, who's fucking you over? Like, I feel like the way people honestly communicate, at least in my circles, is just like... by complaints. Mm-hmm. It's like, and that's just what human experience is. I feel like you all have to hustle every day to make rent. It's really hard to make rent, especially in this city. It's like everyone's like kind of stressed out all the time.
Yeah.
And so I money.
Yeah. And I feel like to me, I don't love escapist entertainment as much as I like people because I always felt people were lying to me growing up. So I always like entertainment that's like telling me the truth because it makes me feel like I'm not crazy.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Because
it's like, I don't,
it validates your emotional state. That seems like it might have been embedded in you from the people that helped raise you.
I think you're right. Yeah. I think it's that's just it. It's like I just want to feel like, Yeah, but it's funny because when you make that show and you make this really like intense thing, and then people on Twitter are like, thank you. Like, that's what my life is like. You're like, okay, cool. Like, that's what I wanted someone to do, is just be like, no, no, everyone's lying. Santa Claus is bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, everyone's unhappy. Everyone gets divorced. Like, I just wish I'd known that when I was a kid, because growing up, I grew up in like the suburbs, and everyone was like, no, you have a, you get a husband or a wife, you have kids, and you're happy, and you drink tea every night, and, you know, there's no problem. It's like, who's like that?
Yeah. All right, let's take a break from talking Jake and corporate, and let's get into some battles. Pat?
This is a great one from a couple of years ago. Two of our favorites, Heather Maruli versus Paige Wesley.
Nice.
Do we do that one?
We did not do this one. Do you want to describe these two, Coach?
Why would you do that, man? I really like Heather, and I really like Paige.
Yeah, same. So you should describe them and talk about how great they are.
The number 10.
That's not the number 10.
It's a double zero.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's tipping the scale.
Heather Maruli is a very tall, thick woman. She looks like that
voluptuous. Girl. They're both very voluptuous.
She looks like a tall version of that girl that was on the Steve Harvey show.
Oh.
I think that was Steve Harvey.
I'm sorry. I think they share the equal amounts of facial hair. Heather's probably going to take a lot of ugly jokes. Although,
couple girls with thyroid problems. Let's get through it.
Yeah, she a big one, but you know,
Paige too.
It's all good. Oh yeah,
Rampage.
Rampage.
That's right, Rampage Wesley.
She was the one who exposed R. Kelly to me first. The width of what's like.
But she's
going
a major
on.
Fan. Which she's like, but she's conflicted about it.
Yeah,
should be no conflict as far as I'm concerned, man. That boy make hits. But yeah, so she's short, and so like I guess Rampage would be if you squished Heather Maruli.
Yeah, like Heather in a trash compactor or something.
Yeah. I'm trying to be really nice because I really like these guys, but I know these jokes.
They're great battlers.
They're really good
battle. Let's check it out.
There you go.
All right. You're battling Paige Wesley. Why are you battling Paige?
Honestly, I'm just honored to be battling somebody fatter than me. Finally, thank God.
Okay. Didn't say that. We don't appreciate that here at Roast Battle. But we love this next young lady. She's a rising star here. Make love for Paige Wesley! This reminds me of that movie, The Killer Tomatoes. Saudi Prince, who do you like?
This stage is starting to look like a burlesque show in West Hollywood. Honestly, they look like the same woman during different points of their transformation. I can't even focus because the whole time I'm trying to figure out what size sheet I would need to put a burqa on them.
Your misogyny has no limits. I mean, literally, physically. Fire Squad, who do we like?
I mean, I'm a fan of both of them as comedians and cast members of Hairspray.
Waiting for it. Beautiful. Party starter. What up, baby? Anybody else want to fucking jump in on this?
I've seen them both battle. They're fucking great. I'm really excited about this.
Yeah. All right. Ladies, it's one round. It's three jokes. Who wants to go first?
All right.
All right, everybody. Paige, Heather.
If you say Heather's name into a mirror three times, she's just glad someone's talking about her. Thank you, Game of Scones. Paige and I are both Italian. You can tell from my name, and that Paige is shaped like a dented can of Chef Boyardee. Delicious.
Thank you, Doughy Kardashian. Heather doesn't like Tinder because she's too afraid of getting catfished or poached for her ivory.
Thank you, Danny DeVito and Batman Returns. Paige, you look like your favorite sex toy is a chocolate eclair.
Those are strong words from a woman who looks like she douches with rosé. Last joke. Heather has the fiery, fiery personality of her Latin ancestors and the laugh of the donkey that brought them here.
I don't know what that means. I don't want to call Paige trash, but the only time she'll ever get picked up is on garbage day by two Mexicans.
Saudi Prince, I'm going to you first because
You know, before this battle started, I would have said the only way to defeat either one of them would have been with fire, but... I have to say that I really feel bad making fun of two people that look like they're both battling a pituitary problem. But I really loved Jonah Hill in Superbad, and I also somewhat liked the secret level of Donkey Kong.
You just call her a whole level. That's fucking brilliant. God damn it. Fire Squad. level?
Oh. You both said the things to each other that you secretly think about yourselves. So it's very cathartic in some way, but it was fucking awesome. You
That's
both
great.
Were so fucking awesome. I want to see it go to sudden death, which is how it will go for both of you.
I know. No, trust me. It was coming.
Yeah,
they don't. They couldn't, yeah.
You cool, haven't who been you this like? Feisty since you were in Al Bundy's shoe store. Okay.
You both look like you work at Lane Bryan for the employee discount.
It's like 40%.
And...
well, yeah, I think it was a great battle of last call. Honestly, the Kardashians did great. Kardashians. Yeah, no, you honestly, I'm sorry that Usher gave you both herpes. But I think that it was
topical.
I thought it was good. I thought that Lampanelli stole it. I thought she had some funnier ones. The Game of Scones and the Danny DeVito were both just monster jokes. You had all your jokes hit, but hers just hit a little harder on those ones, so I'd have to give it to
her. I disagree. I vote for the pregnant one.
Thank you.
She didn't know she was pregnant. Let's go to another
round. It's my
actually.
Final round joke is what it is.
We're going to do this thing. All right. Audience, what do you want to do? Sudden death? Okay. You went first last time.
Yep.
You're up first this time. Joke off. Let's roast!
Paige is upset that her boyfriend bought a machete, but to be fair, her pussy is the world's largest unexplored jungle.
Okay. Heather's face is the last thing you see when you close the Papa John's Pizza app.
All right, audience, it's on you now. Who do you like? Do you like Heather? Yeah! Paige! Yeah! Be decisive. Be decisive. You want to try? Really? Okay. Wow. Okay. One more, Paige. You got one? You got one?
Yeah.
You're up, Paige. Let's roast!
Yeah! Heather dresses the way patchouli smells.
Paige's neck is so thick that her ISIS beheading video would be a trilogy.
I mean, that was well done. She played the room.
I wouldn't want to behead either one of them.
It's a lot of work.
Who has the time, really?
Who does?
That was great. Fuck, man. I mean, I think this deserves a tie, but it's on you, audience. Do you like Heather? Yeah! All right. We still have a shot. Paige. You're a winner. Double overtime. Heather! Heather Maruli! Hug each other. Great work.
Please watch Corporate on Comedy Central Tuesdays at 10:30 p.m. or at cc.com or in the app. I think you'll actually like it because these guys like it and they're not full of shit. So thank you, and this was fun.
Where can we follow you?
Oh, at Weissman Jake on Twitter.
My guy. Thank you for
picking up.
Major on Twitter.
Go make that money.
Ah!
It's a good show.